Today on Real Life Radio.
I believe will still be a haven for protection and faith, but not for the Christian. Our nation is ready to embrace all religions except one. Our nation is tolerant of all religions except one. Our school systems will propagate all other religions except one. The persecution has begun, and how will we stand? Confident upon God's word and faith.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. You ever feel like your Christian values are under constant assault? In a world where biblical truth is often labeled hateful or backward, how do we stand firm without becoming combative or isolated? Pastor Jack Hibbs wants to help you find answers with this month's featured resource, When Culture Hates You. It's written by Natasha Crane. And in this straight-talking book, you'll discover how to tackle tough conversations, maintain biblical convictions, and respond to cultural hostility with both grace and truth. Now, think of it as your essential guide for navigating a world that often views faith as the enemy. You'll learn how to speak confidently on issues of morality, identity, and belief without losing sight of God's love, because sometimes the strongest stance is one that balances conviction with compassion. Now, if you're ready to stand strong in an ever-shifting culture, look no further. When Culture Hates You, it's available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. One more time, jackhibbs.com/realradio. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called Anchored, a Study in 1 Peter, and a message titled On Your Mark, Get Set, Be Ready, Part 3. The Apostle Peter was a disciple of Christ who later on became the leader of the first church, and he shares with us to always be ready to give an answer for our faith. You see, there are times when we'll be ridiculed simply for doing good, but this really shouldn't surprise us. To emulate Christ is to share our faith with humility and respect so that others will have the opportunity to receive Him. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that whatever trouble is going to go on in our lives, we can still have peace. When we're trusting in Jesus, He's going to see us through. It's what He does. Now with his message called On Your Mark, Get Set, Be Ready, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. This is an awesome verse. In fact, can you guys, I wrote down in my notes, let's have some group participation here. So what do I mean by that? And when I point to you, you're going to have to look at me. When I point to you, answer this way. Say, I know this. Let's try it on the count of three. One, two, three.
I know this.
Okay, you ready? Watch my hand. Colossians 1, beginning at verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will. That in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. You're getting weak. You need to say it louder, people. Come on. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. This is exactly how we get confidence in God's word in our lives. When we read verses like that, by the way, that is an awesome passage of scripture. Colossians 1, verses 9 through 14, incredibly powerful. You need to be able to say when you read the Bible, I know this. Notice what I'm telling you. You don't say, I feel it. And He died to redeem us. I feel it. No, you don't. Come on, exactly, Randy, I heard you. He said, I know it. That's faith in action. Things like this happen. Well, you know what? Well, I feel miserable. Watch. But I know. Are you with me?
Yes.
We need to hear this. Confidence in God's word, confidence in what he has said to us, that when we feel something is irrelevant because I know. My feeling screams, yells, and dictates one thing. Faith is confidence in what God has said. And we surrender to him. It means that our conscience is clear. In Psalm 118, verse 6, the Bible says, "The Lord is on my side." That's a remarkable statement, isn't it? The Lord is on my side. I will not fear, says the psalmist. What can man do to me? Now, look, that's the Bible, and I understand what the psalmist is saying. The Lord is on my side. I'd much rather say what Ronald Reagan said. Remember, anybody remember what Reagan said? I'll come close to quoting it verbatim, but it's something to this effect. Ronald Reagan was saying about, you know, we keep talking about getting God on our side, getting God on our side. He said, we need to stop asking God to get on our side. Ronald Reagan said, we need to get on God's side. And that's a great thing. You get on God's side and you can be confident with all that's going on. I have confidence in God. So do you. Do you have confidence in men? Wow, the women all said no. The men sat silent. I didn't mean men and male, female. I just meant mankind. Gee whiz. All the women said no. No, mankind, listen, it's not good the day that we trust in man. It's not good. We can trust in God. He'll never let us down. We have some great examples of this, by the way, in history. We see this with Daniel, when Daniel prayed. In Daniel chapter 6, the Bible tells us that Daniel, having prayed like he always prayed, went against the law. Did you know that? An edict was declared that anybody praying now to the God of the Jews is going to be put to death. And so the edict was made. Can you imagine? Actually, you may not have to imagine. Can you imagine the king of California dictates after January 1st? He declares an edict. He has the power. He has the supermajority power. He can say no more prayer any longer in California. Well, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to do the Daniel thing? Listen, if you do the Daniel thing, then we're going to have an outdoor prayer meeting. No, we should maybe close the curtains and pray. No, Daniel opened his windows and prayed. Are you with me? So isn't that bringing on a fight? Well, it's inviting God to come on down and take care of things. Think of it. It could happen. Daniel prayed. What was he doing? Was he pushing the government around? No, Daniel was confident. And let's be honest, Daniel was confident. Daniel prayed to God. Daniel always prayed to God. Daniel prayed. He was known to be a man who prayed. We pray no matter what. And as people have long said before, they can outlaw prayer in school, but as long as there's math tests, people are going to pray in school. Isn't that true? Daniel prayed. He stood confident. What about this? Reformer Martin Luther, and 18th of April, 1521, in Worms, Germany, when he was condemned to death, the church condemned him. In those famous words on that day of April 18th, 1521, Martin Luther said, "Here I stand, I can do no other. God help me, amen." Martin Luther's stand was so firm that they wound up sparing his life and sending him out, Luther. What about the apostles? The Bible tells us in the book of Acts, chapter 5, that when they stood firm with the joy of the Lord as their strength and confidence in his word, they refused to comply with a rogue government that demanded that they stop speaking and teaching in Jesus' name, and the apostles stood firm. Christians, listen, I'm not a prophet, so hear me with caution. Unless God intervenes in our culture, I personally could see our America becoming very violently hostile towards Christians. In short order, a nation that has been a haven for safety and protection for faith, I believe will still be a haven for protection and faith, but not for the Christian. Our nation is ready to embrace all religions except one. Our nation is tolerant of all religions except one. Our school systems will propagate all other religions except one. The persecution has begun. And how will we stand? Confident upon God's word and faith. A tainted conscience, on the other hand, has been described as a dirty window. The more dirty your conscience is, it's like a dirty window. You know how dirty windows work? I don't know about you guys. Dirty windows drive me crazy. Do they drive you crazy? They drive me crazy. And if Lisa's not here right now, but if she was sitting next to you, she'd say, trust me, dirty windows drive him crazy. I can't take it. I can see a smudge on a window, and it just, that's all I can think about. I don't know what kind of psychotic problem I have, but it's like, I love cleaning windows. I love it. I feel better. You know, like when you wash your car that's been dirty for a while? When you wash your car, doesn't your car seem like it rides better? Somebody say amen. Amen. Yes, that's what I mean. When your windows are clean, you feel better. And when your conscience is clear, you feel better. Somebody can say, you know what? I saw something the other day on the internet about me, about how much money I make. I wish. I'm serious. Where I live? It said I live at a certain place. I make this much money. By the way, it said, and this is his nickname, which it wasn't my nickname. Wibby. Wibby. I've never had Wibby. I don't know who they're talking about, but they said it was me. It wasn't me. So I looked at that. Now, I don't know about you, but you go, oh, didn't that bother you? No, because it's not me. They're talking about me, but I know me. I mean, if I could pick, I would pick the income part, but not the other stuff. Are you with me? I just blew it off and kind of laughed it off. Why? Because I have confidence knowing who I am in Jesus. I know the truth about what and who I am. My windows are clean. Are you with me? It's an awesome way to live. It's a wonderful way to live. It's very important. And so we have to remember that, because in these days of increasing attacks, they're going to come against us. There's no doubt about it.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Look at verse 16, says that when they, that is the world, defames you as an evildoer, they're going to accuse you. Everything that's going wrong is because of you. Those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. That means God, cheer up everybody, that means God's going to defend you in the end. Now listen, you might say, I don't care about the end. I want defense now. Hello, I know how you feel, but God knows what's best. In the end, you know the end is coming. I don't know when, you don't know when, but the end is coming. It will come. Trust me, in the end, it's going to be good for you, and you're going to be really glad that it's good for you. When? In the end. You can win every battle now, and if it doesn't end well for you, it's the ending you remember. Okay? For example, I don't know if you guys saw the Rams game the other day. It's the first time in 60 and a half years in my life where I want to watch a football game that I watched live, I want to watch it again. Yes. Why? It was insanely amazing. It was spectacular. It was absolutely remarkable. It was so remarkable, I forgot why I even brought it up as an illustration. I'm just taken back by it. Oh my. The end, thank you. It's about the end. You didn't know how it was going to end until the last, 20 seconds of the game? Whew, thank you. Imagine if somebody was listening to this right now, I'd feel like a fool. The end. It was the end. The game was amazing, but the end. So now, listen, we're in our living room jumping, screaming, oh no, yes, oh no. Well, now I would watch it like this. Awesome game. Why? Because I know how it ends. the Christian, we need to remember that. Our faith says, we know how it ends. Read the back of the book, touchdown Jesus, right? I mean, that's the way it is. And people are going to revile, they're going to attack, they're going to defame. The word is kataleo in Greek. It means to create an untruth against you. They're going to create an untruth. They're going to speak evil against you. The word kataleo, it's also, it has acronym CNN. I'm kidding. I just had to put that in there. They'll make stuff up. And the Bible says they're going to make stuff up about you. People are going to make stuff up about you. Why? Because they hate what's good. And that's going to lead to them reviling you. The word revile means they're going to levy accusations against you. They're going to try to staple onto you an accusation to destroy your job or to destroy your family, to destroy your ministry or your witness. I'm grateful that God tells us this in advance. And then finally, we end with here in verse 17. On your mark, get set, be ready to be confident in the faith. Verse 17 tells us that we ought to be resting our faith in him. Oh, church, we rest our faith in him. Years ago growing up, maybe some of you remember, if you're too young to remember this illustration, right now they have a commercial, some bed, this guy's got eggs, there's an egg on the bed or whatever it is, they drop him. Maybe you've seen it, the bed's so comfortable, they drop this guy into the bed from like 10 feet up, and he lands and the egg doesn't crack, and it's just like total comfort and rest. I remember growing up, there was that, I think it was Nescafe? No, what was it? The plunge. Nesty. Remember that? The guy sits there, and back in those days, listen, in California, back in those days, nobody had invented air conditioning yet. So everyone's sweating. And you see this guy on TV, and he's standing next to a pool. And he takes this ice cold glass of tea and he drinks it and he just falls into this pool. It's one of the most refreshing scenes. It was a brilliant marketing ploy. It's like, man, we gotta go to the store and buy some tea. Why? Because we need to relax. You know what? That's how you and I, we are to fall into the arms of the everlasting God. Whatever is going on, are you trusting Jesus Christ? If you are a follower of Christ, you can fall into his arms. The Lord will sustain you. The Lord will get you through. That's what he does. He defends his people. And if it's okay with you, as you rest in him in the face of opposition and an ever-increasing world, if it's okay with you, let him have his way. Just let him have his way, because you know what? In the end, this is a toughie. In the end, he will take your life, my life that's being lived right now through the situation. And in the day of judgment, he's going to take your witness. Imagine, he's going to take your witness, as it were. Imagine. This is your witness. Like a firefly, he puts it in a jar, he seals the lid, and it's illuminating your witness all your life in this hostile world. And he comes over into the darkness of those condemned, and he holds out your witness in front of those that were harassing your life, those that mocked and attacked and ridiculed you, those that hated you, those that mocked you because you loved Jesus, and the Lord just takes your witness and he shines it in front of them, and they will be forced in the last day, on the day of judgment, they're gonna be forced. They mocked you, they reviled you, they defamed you. They're gonna look and you are illuminating, he's holding you, and it's gonna expose to them. Your life will be their condemnation. Think of it. We don't take joy in that. We don't have any pleasure in that. But the Lord will take your faithful witness. Look what it says. It says, for it is better if, some translators have the word since. For it is better since. For it is better if. It is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Of course. Christians, look, Peter's saying, Christians, if you do evil and you get in trouble and you go to jail, good luck. You're a Christian, God's going to be with you in jail, but you did wrong, so you're going to go to jail. That's the way it is. But he said, it's actually better for you to go to jail for doing good or be rejected for doing good. Are you with me? Why? Because in the end, truth wins. Truth will always win. You have a hard time with that. Please be encouraged by this. In time, here's the awesome thing. In time, truth will always come out. Truth always wins in time. Listen, the enemy of a lie is not only truth, it's time. Did you know that time will expose the lies? Time always exposes lies. It always exposes the lie. And then the truth is still standing there. We live in a day that is increasing cynical. We look at the things that are happening in our world and in our communities. And if we don't guard our hearts, church, we'll begin to think, well, everybody's a liar. Everything's a lie. Why should I trust God and His word? We're moving rapidly toward those days. Just remember this. You can never know if something's false or a lie without the truth. You can't even judge a lie without the truth. Everything's false. It feels like everything's false. But thank God, everything is not false. Your faith today, who is it in? What is it in? I pray that your faith is in Jesus Christ. Jesus said that this truth will set you free. The truth that Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the grave. The Jesus of the Bible, God incarnate. Father, we praise and thank you for your name. The name that is above all names, that the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And then the end shall come, whom the Lord will consume the wicked with the brightness of his coming, from whose face the heavens and earth will flee, that before the very throne of God are the seraphim and cherubim bowing in perpetual worship. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was, who is to come, the Almighty. Oh, Heavenly Father, today we pray that we would go from this place energized as a people, filled with your Holy Spirit. Baptize us, Lord, with your strength. And may we go out today, Lord God, as illuminaries. We may be in a jar, we may be in a pot, as it were, of clay. Lord, take us out into the world and break us wide open that we might shine forth through the glory of Christ Jesus. We pray it in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called On Your Mark, Get Set, Be Ready, Part 3. You know, this message, by the way, is part of Pastor Jack's series called Anchored, A Study in 1 Peter. It's a series that takes us through the life and times of the Apostle Peter, whose love for Jesus Christ carried him through some great persecution, and whose compassion for others still inspires us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
Did you know that along with the radio program, Pastor Jack also has a TV show with more of the Pastor Jack Hibbs content that you like? It's called Real Life TV. If you enjoy Pastor Jack on the radio, you're going to love him on TV. So check out your local listings or visit jackhibbs.com and catch the latest episodes. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.